is Adelaide's Anime and Video Game Convention. Basically, it's 2 days plus an opening night of free-to-play video games, constantly screening anime, quiz night, and cosplay.
As well as vendors in our exhibitors hall and our maid cafe this year.
The cosplay that you were saying there, is that costume play? Is that
yes, that's the expanded version of it, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's people dressing up as their favourite anime or video game character.
How popular is something like that in a place like Adelaide? How many people do you get to turn up as their favourite video characters in costume?
Quite a few, actually. At a guess, I would say a good quarter of our attendees probably end up dressing up. Whether they actually enter the costume competition or not, they are usually dressed up in some form or other just to go with the flow and enjoy their weekend.
And how many people would you expect to turn up over the weekend?
This year we're actually looking at about 3,000, and we've been continuously growing for the last 7 years.
With the new developments that are coming out in a lot of the computer games, the technology seems to be spreading out a lot more, but it's also becoming more attractive to people. Are you finding the stereotypes of maybe the ones that were tucked in quiet rooms somewhere with the glasses and pen protectors are gone, and you're now getting into a whole heap of different markets?
We are, actually. You're getting quite a few of your typical business types will play video games and will come to this sort of thing to play against their friends and see what's out there. You've got the family-oriented games as well. It's limitless as to who would be interested in them these days.
It does come back to people think of maybe, terrible pun, but the Revenge of the Nerd style of characters that are sitting there, you know, giggling away in the background.
You do get those jokes occasionally, yes.
There's a big stream that comes through, especially for a 35-plus market now, and even a lot of ladies are getting into the game instead of, it used to be quite a while ago just a fairly male-based area.
It's still got a reasonable amount of male domination. But yeah, it's definitely starting to even out because the girls tend to be more interested in the strategy type of games. They tend to go for the strategies and the puzzles and those sort of things, while the guys tend to go for the shoot-em-ups. That market's still slightly bigger, but it is definitely evening out.
And yourself, you got involved with Avcon how?
Through a friend. I'm actually an anime fan first, but I do play video games occasionally as well. And yeah, I went and attended the 2006 one. And I wanted to go again in the 2008, but my friend wasn't able to attend with me, so I volunteered.
For those people that have never heard the phrase of anime, how could you describe that?
Anime is like your cartoons, your traditional Disney cartoons that you would get, in that it's drawn characters with voices. But that's kind of where your similarities end. You can go anywhere from children's storylines up to a mature adult, romance, horror even. They do actually have ratings. It's come from Japan with quite a bit of history behind it. It came from the original manga cartoon books, and then they developed into on-screen shows and went from there.
Is one of the ones that people would readily recognise maybe the Pokemon series?
Pokemon's an anime. They may have actually seen Naruto. That's been showing on the Cartoon Network recently, I believe.
The combination of the two, you've got the anime and the video games. Does there seem to be an overbearing weight either way? Do you have more anime fans than video games, or are they both pretty equal?
They've kind of been fairly equal in most years. We're starting to get more video games now than we did do anime, but that's mainly because the video game market is much bigger. But by the same token, people come to Avcon and find out about anime, and it tends to even it out as well.
After working on it for so long to get it up and going now, is there one thing in particular looking forward to for this year?
I think the quiz night is going to be fun. And our video games tournaments, definitely, because they've got some very good ones set up for those ones. It's like watching your favourite football game. It's like cheering their friends on.